The Commands of the Apostles. 25. Respond with patience. Our response to patience all depends on how we phrase the command. Be patient may sound impossible. Few of us would make the claim, "I am a patient person." Turning it around, however, we can transform the principle into a command that we can obey in the midst of what may in reality be the very opposite of patience. Exercise patience. Choose patience. Respond with patience. Suddenly, the command is doable. I may not like it. Inside, I may be stewing with impatience, but I still have the opportunity to respond with patience. I continually find it remarkable in enumerating God's character traits. Love equals God, in 1 Corinthians 13, that Paul leads with patience. He is essentially saying that patience is one of God's first and most divine qualities of character. What about the great spiritual attributes? Sovereign, almighty, omniscient, omnipotent, holy. Surely these rank higher in the catalog of divine attributes than such a commonplace trait as patience. How different would our theologies be if for 2,000 years Christians had been telling the world above all else that God was patient and kind? How much farther along toward its ultimate redemption might the world be now if God's people had known the Father of Jesus Christ truly and had communicated that nature to the world? Alas, we will never know. Thus, we are still playing catch-up, having to overcome nearly 2,000 years of misplaced teaching that has done more to alienate the unbelieving world than draw it to the Father of Jesus. Patience, that wonderfully down-to-earth quality none of us possesses by nature, which is so easily upset by the most trivial of circumstances, which always seems to elude us when we need it most, yet which can be practiced in the small moments 100 times a day. Surely this is one of the most practical of all the virtues, but not so commonplace a virtue as it seems. For we discover holiness here when we respond with patience. Whether feeling patient or not, we touch the essence of God Himself. Patience is so down to earth. It takes no heightened wisdom or spiritual insight to be patient. Atheists and heathens can be patient just as well as Christians. God did not create the world in a moment. He took His time about it. Aeons of creating days. His purposes are never rushed. God is never in a hurry. Thus, when Jesus commands patience, He is commanding nothing more nor less than for us to be like God, to wait with a graceful heart. The impatience of modern Christendom must be heartbreaking to God. Everywhere there is rush, hurry, and freneticism. We are in a hurry for our prayers to be answered, in a hurry to do and become all we want to do and be, in a hurry to serve God, in a hurry to save the world. We are impatient in traffic, frustrated in lines, importune in conversation, demanding in business, more intent to be heard than to listen, eager, interrupting, pushy, vocal, hasty, impulsive, insistent. Slow down. Be calm. Relax. Wait. Take the eternal perspective. Display God's nature to the world. Be a patient person. Patiently endure stressful circumstances. Take a few deep breaths, then graciously persevere through all the adversity and injustice confronting you. Be patient in tribulation. Romans 12:12. Love is patient. 1 Corinthians 13:4. Commend yourself by forbearance. 2 Corinthians 6:6. Walk by the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is patience. Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 and 22. Live with patience. Ephesians 4:2. Put on patience. Colossians 3:12. Be patient with all. 1 Thessalonians 5:14. Be patient like a farmer awaiting the precious fruit from the earth. Hebrews chapter 5, verses 7 and 8. Endure pain and injustice patiently. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 19 and 20. From the Commands of the Apostles by Michael Phillips. Read by Michael Kimball. More information on this and similar writings may be found at fatheroftheinklings.com. Visit Amazon to purchase the Commands of the Apostles and other books by Michael Phillips.